Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
If you've been listening to the show all week, you know we are helping my buddy Justin design his dating profile. As you are getting out there, shall we say. I hate that phrase, but it's true.
I'm fine. It's all good. It's all good.
Yesterday, we helped with a bio. Today, we're focusing on pictures. And you posted a series of pictures. Quickly, in under 30 seconds, describe the pictures that you posted.
They are personal photos of me, just close-ups of who I really am, not like filtered stuff. There's a couple with the kids. There's one that was shirtless, but it has myself mocking myself, not taking myself too seriously. And then there's a couple funny ones with me with a monkey and me with the Mutt Cuts van, you know, stuff like that.
So from Dumb and Dumber.
From Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
I do like the monkey photo. Everybody liked the monkey photo. I think that's a unanimous yes. Shirtless, all of the women will say, no, don't do that because it seems like thirsty.
Well, it's not like I'm that impressive. It's more like, hey, this is what you get.
Still, I'm just being honest with you because you to get hits. I want you to get hits. I don't see any of you with like your crew, like your friends.
I hate those pictures.
Why?
Because this is going to sound so shallow. Like when I scroll and I see a picture, and then the first picture is a group picture, and then I scroll to the second picture, and you're not the hottest one in the group, then I'm just disappointed, and I scroll on.
Wow, harsh.
That sounds bad, but it's like, if there's a group picture, and then I scroll to the next picture, it's like, oh, she's not the cute one. Then I just go to, even if you are cute.
That's horrible.
I'm sorry. I'm just letting you know what my brain says. Like, if you were cute in general without the photo, without the group picture, then I could have swiped right? But if you're not the cutest girl in the group, then it's like, oh, dang it. I was disappointed, so I'm just swiping left.
Well, women don't think like that. And we're looking at this group of photos, and we're just thinking his only friend is a monkey. So find some photos of your friends. I think include just one friend photo. And everybody's telling you not to include photos of your kids.
Yeah.
Here's why I disagree. Put an emoji over their faces so it's not their face. But I do think you should put at least one photo with kids so they know that you have them. Because I have, in the past, been bamboozled by guys that pretend they don't have kids, and they do. So at least you're being honest, and you're proud of your kids, and you're a happy dad, and you're a good dad, and you deserve to brag about that.
Oh, see, that's now I'm getting conflicting. Like
I know.
A lot of people were like, no, but there were a bunch of people that said, these are adorable, you should include them. So I get both sides of it. I'm not worried about creepers and things like that. Like
I am.
Which people are
Hide
worried
their faces.
About. It's like, well, okay, seeing their faces, that's not going to change anything in their real lives. It's just, I know,
but on a dating profile, I just think definitely just put emojis over their faces.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that either. So it's tough. Most people said no.
How many do they give you? 6 photos? 5 photos? What is it?
So on Hinge, there was 6 photos.
Okay.
And Bumble, I'm signing up now.
Ooh, okay.
So,
all right, let's revisit this in about 15 minutes.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Let's revisit this 15 minutes away, and you need to tell me which photos you are choosing, and if anybody wants to comment, they are on the KRZ Facebook page. You can also call 1-800-222-0985. You can text. Any pointers, even if you have not seen the photos that he's thinking of, you can just give little pointers of what you like in a photo, what you don't like in a photo. That's helpful.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and I did like the one that we took the headshot from here because It's clear. It's simple. It's who I am. It doesn't show any personality, but it shows
and
you.
And it's you now. I like when people post photos of them now, not like, oh, here's me in 1999. I'm going, bro, what do you look like now?
Some of the worst things I've already seen. Girls who wear sunglasses in almost every photo. Girls who have filters on every photo. Like, these things are annoying. I just kind of keep scrolling because I'm like, that's not really you. And if you only feel cute with like filters, then you're not secure enough.
But
to
you're
date
also
me.
Annoyed by girls that have friends. So I don't know. I don't know, man.
No, I'm annoyed by you posting a picture.
I know,
when you're not the cutest girl in the group.
Wow.
Sorry.
That might be worse. Now, this texter had an interesting insight. What did they say?
Well, it's a pretty long message, but it's a very well written. Justin, I agree with Lissa on the kid photos, but not the ones in the jammies. But after seeing the one awful picture with the arrows pointing out what you feel are your flaws, it brings me to say this. Believe in yourself. If you want a good woman, they want a confident man. They don't want those that don't will want will be very needy, in her opinion. You're confident in your job. You're confident as a parent. Now you need confidence in yourself. Some like bald, some don't. Who cares? If that's you, just rock your bald head. Not everyone could be toned. If that's your goal, then let it be you. Not because you think it's appealing for someone else, because you think it's for you.
Dear texter, I agree. And you don't have to be confident necessarily. I can enjoy a person that, I mean, I have insecurities, we all do. But the fact that you're pointing out what's wrong with you, I don't like that you're down on yourself. And I think that a lot of women don't like that trait if you're down on yourself.
That's so funny. I thought it would be me being aware of the things that I like. You know, like if a girl doesn't have a big old booty, she knows she doesn't have a big old booty. So she would comment on it, right? So if a guy doesn't have big old muscles and says, I don't have muscles, I know I don't have muscles.
But you're great the way you are, and you don't need to point out stuff that's an insecurity. You don't have to. If you want to, you can, but I think she's right.
No, I get it. I totally get it. But I thought it was trying to be the opposite of those douchey photo pictures, the guys who take their photos off and just like flex.
Yeah.
Well, this is all right. I took my shirt off, but I know what my flaws are. I'm not trying to flex.
So have you rested on which ones you're going to choose? I think you get five or six. What are they? Just quickly describe them.
Yes, definitely the one with the monkey. Definitely the simple one with the gray shirt, like the regular headshot that we got from the radio station.
Perfect.
The mutt cuts one, people seem to really like that. It's the only time you ever see me tan. That's because I got spray
tan. But it's
tan.
A good inside joke as well. If you know the movie Dumb and Dumber, you know what that reference is. So I think that's a good connector as well, because then you have the same taste in movies.
It's a top five movie all time for me, hands down. So if you don't get the reference, it's tough. But I'd love to experience Dumb and Dumber with you for the first time. That would be very interesting. And then the other ones I just picked, the one that has the tuxedo, people like that one, but there is a glaring thing that I did not notice on that.
Your wedding ring.
The wedding ring.
Yeah.
So someone photoshopped it out and sent me the photo back and said, now you can use it. So I'm using that one. And then there's just a headshot that's just zoomed in right on my face so you can see. This is what you're getting. There's no hidden, no filters. Here you are. If you like this, then you'll like me.
Okay. I am a fan of all of these choices. I will say I would like another, like a friend photo with you and your crew, or just you like hanging out.
My crew can be scary though.
All right. That's fair too. But can we do a reveal tomorrow? Can you have it? I don't mean to put pressure on you for homework or something tonight, but if you set them up tonight, can we reveal tomorrow what you did choose?
Tomorrow morning, right around this time, I will post links to the Bumble and Hinge. I'm going to do both because we can't decide which one. So we'll do Bumble and we'll do Hinge. I will post the final stuff there, and then you can kind of go through that and tell me what I need to fix and change.
Perfect. And I do reserve the right to try to sell a speed dating event for you with the radio station.
I think that'd be fun. Yeah,
I
think that'd be super fun.
Yay!
I think that'd be really fun.
Oh, awesome. I think you'll get so many lovely ladies. We have a lot of great people here in Northeast PA. I think you'll find somebody terrific.
That'd be great. It's cool to just get out there, meet people, put yourself out there, do things that you're not normally comfortable doing.
Well, and that's the thing. Even the fact that you're comfortable enough doing this, I think speaks volumes, and that's very good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.